Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige,
and Fatboy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And it should have been gone long before it got to here. And it should have been gone. Keeps growing year by year. Oh, he thinks it makes him leaner. Bet it looks better on someone else. He should shave and start it over. So hairy, Matt's beard is long.
Bless.
That is beautiful. I almost got my phone out and showing it like we were at a concert.
Oh. Showing it.
What,
waving,
you know,
it around.
The lights. Waving the lights.
Put your lights on.
Is that a thing now? Well, I know it is, with like, instead of using lighters.
Uh-huh.
But like if I'm down in New Orleans during, you know, Mardi Gras, and I'm a woman and I want them beads, and they say, show me your blanks, if I hold my phone up and there's a picture of me naked on it, does that count?
Sure.
Or do I just get like a bracelet bead, not the full necklace?
I don't know, man. I think it's got to be live in the moment, right? You can't do any loopholes when it comes to Mardi Gras.
Mm.
Weren't we told the flash is kind of, if it's quick and cops might not, I don't know. I don't want to speak for
I don't
them,
know. I don't, it's I thought changed we heard that. Because of, you know, we had, as youngsters watched Cops Mardi Gras.
Well,
special episode.
Let's just think of how it is, though. I mean, you would have to be braless, basically, because it would take me a while for me to take all my clothes off to show you
it
anything.
True.
So it'd be easier to show that.
Well, yeah, but it's like some of them, and they're like, I don't know. Some of them, you know, they have the undercupping on them, so you're pulling the bra up also. But when you've got one of them underwire ones, like,
I'm not doing that. That it's secure.
Should be easier to walk.
Oh my god, dude! When you do that on the video, she just grabbed like ODB used to do. She went, "These are secure," and shook them at me,
squeezing them
do
together.
I'm just kidding.
She'd be better off to wear pasties, so you can, I mean,
well, you just pull the pasties open like it's a little door.
I guess, or just leave them on, like put some tassels on them. You know, people like. They want to see the boob anyway, right? Not just the nipple.
Well, this is good to know because I'm planning a trip to New Orleans.
Wait a minute. If you just saw the nipple and not the boob, are you still getting the beads?
That's true. What if I'm wearing like a nippleless shirt?
That'd be kind of weird.
It sounds like it's from Greece.
You did wear that.
A nippleless shirt? Oh, my God. That's true. One of the Darewall things. I had to cut the nipples out of my t-shirt for the rest of the day, and I stood there.
That's what I'll do.
With a guest end and everything, and I didn't have. Yeah, good memory, Paige.
I wouldn't think that was a nipple at first. I mean, I glance over and think maybe you dropped something on your shirt.
People kept saying, it looks like, are you eating baklava in there? It looks like you have some on your shirt.
You dropped
parallel on each side.
You got a piece of turkey burger there, buddy?
My God. Yeah, we just played the song about me being hairy, and now you're nipple shaming me.
Turkey nipples. That's great.
I'm only kidding.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to homeroom about you.
I love nipples. I got two myself.
They're wonderful.
They're wonderful nipples. Bless. All right. Now.
Is she on there this week?
Please.
She did call us. But you know, it's kind of like a check-in. Like
wonderful grandma.
I
like,
love
hey, you guys, call me up.
But why not she answer when you call?
I don't know, man.
She's busy with those babies.
That's true.
She got a daycare in her house.
People heard that call and they're like, hey, if you're wanting to raise some more and do it for free, I got you. Okay, let me get to my promise before we run out of time again. So I was telling someone the story yesterday, and I won't go into it now because it's not disparaging, but it's, you know, this person certainly wouldn't want me to tell it. But basically, this person that we know, you know, everyone here in the room, years ago was telling us a story that happened even many years ago prior to that, that they were making love,
mm-hmm.
and the lady's, it was a lady, the lady's dog came into the room and, well, just, you know, abruptly stopped. Well, I don't have any pets right now, you know? It's just me and Lexa. That's it.
Hey, Lexa.
We're thinking of different
stories.
She's
so sweet. She wakes me up every morning. Sweet. She tells me when to go put the trash out, all this stuff.
I always tell her sweet dreams before I go to bed.
And that's weird, Paige.
I thought you were referring to one story, but you were talking about a different story, and I'm thinking about a different story where a pet happened to walk in and call a couple people.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, I thought you might have been referring to one where it didn't immediately stop because somebody didn't realize what was happening at the time.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well, it's weird how, you know, if you go to on your phone or whatever, you go to Google homepage, it generally shows you stuff either local to you or like, I don't need to give them advertising, but, you know, stuff you've talked about or searched for or whatever. And I saw this, and it was really, it was more shocking who was putting it out. It's put up by PetSmart, who is, let's call them the, would they be the Walmart or the Target of pets?
Target.
I don't
target,
know.
Yeah, a little upscale.
Yeah, it might be.
The Target of pets.
Plus they have grooming and stuff.
If
there.
Pets could decide to go shopping on their own, that's where they would maybe go.
Well, they can go in there and shop.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get fish from there for whatever reason, but it is.
Why?
I don't know. You just get a lot of questions when you try to buy a fish.
They get a health check.
For whatever. Well, they probably.
What do you think? You think I'm going to snort it?
I was about to say.
You think I'm going to do a bit with
they're
it?
They're going to do, that's radio's fat boy. They're going to make a man eat one of them things.
No.
So this, even the headline is kind of not snarky, just kind of like, whoa. According to PetSmart and some of their the customers they surveyed, and it's a weird survey, 58% of people say that they are distracted by their pets during sex.
I can't believe that PetSmart put that out. That seems kind of a shock to me.
So I'm wondering, like, are they getting ready to come out with some new kind of, you know, sex fence? You know, it won't shock the dogs, but it'll maybe, like, emit some kind of sound frequency that makes them not want to come and sniff around a little bit, you know?
What's going on in here?
Do you know that they don't prefer the shock anymore? They like the spray. So to spray the dog in the face.
I always thought the shock was freaking ridiculous. I mean, my own opinion. And now it was good when we used it on Jeff during a bit back in the day.
Yeah, that was fun then.
So, you know, I
just walking in and just, you know, catching some
action. So, is it further read this? So, 28% of them say they allow the pets to actually stay in the bedroom, like while they're, you know, while they're going at it. But then.
Why, man? That's weird.
Well, but 58% admit they become distracted, but only 28% allow them. So that means whatever percent, 30, allow them to just, they leave the door open. The dog gets in there somehow. But then, you know, it goes on to say that these are the comments from the survey thing. But, you know, people go on to talk about, the dog will just lay there beside.
Now, see, that's the thing. They're not kicking the dog out. That's kind of.
Yeah.
Why would you not kick the animal out?
I have. Well, okay. So I don't have a pet right now. So I want to go round robin.
Mm-hmm.
Fat boy, you have a pet.
Yep.
That you never, you talk about. You say it's your wife and son's pet. It's not yours.
The dog.
Got a dog. But the dog's not in the room when this is going on.
Okay.
And I wouldn't let the dog come in and just hang out if, you know, something's happening.
Like, down on the floor, cool. Okay, fine. But not, right? Are you saying that? Or not, like,
the dog's
room
not
all?
In the room at all.
Like, you don't want to hear that. Just and her think it's you all blown up, out of breath.
Oh, just the God. Fact that the dog's there is weird. Any animal, I'd go for a cat,
plus,
too.
Dogs have this great superpower to be able to fart without sound. And you just smell it, and it, you know.
They don't have lips.
Weird. Paige?
Well, when I was married, yes, the dogs were in the room. Yeah. You know, wherever we were. And they ignored us.
Yeah.
They were used to it.
Is that a coy way to say you're not getting laid?
No, they would, you know, if we do it, they would just leave. They don't care.
What about
they,
now,
now, no way would I bring, because Eva likes to show off. She would probably do something weird to him.
She said dogs at that point, you know, at least
Eva,
the one
my
now.
Boxer, would probably
put him up.
Do a dominance thing to whoever God. I was doing. It would be weird.
See, now that's the thing. Is
she's the dominant dog of the house.
I had a situation where I was like, listen, I'm not being mean or weird or whatever, but like, I don't want the dogs here in the room, because this is just the truth of the matter. If you scare me, like in life, you come up and scare me. Like, if I hit you, like, you, that's just how I throw back. Like, people know not to wake me up by getting in my face, because I just throw a punch. That is all. And I don't want to sit there and be going to town. I don't want to punch her or the dog. It's just my jerk reaction. And it won't be like a fun jerk reaction either, for either party. Yeah.
And my Chihuahua, she's about 3 or 4 pounds. She's tiny, so she would probably get hurt.
If I'm,
or she might be kissing something that you don't want her to.
Also, I can tell the difference between a dog tongue and a human tongue.
Oh God!
Annie.
Don't ask how I know, but I do. The dog tongue has these. It's a little coarse, a little sandpaper, sandpaperish.
So my two girl dogs would probably embarrass me. So I would put them in there. The other room where Eva sleeps at night.
You're wanting to talk about that a lot.
You gotta pin them up somewhere else.
Yeah, I would.
You'll end up like that guy we know.
Embarrassed.
What if they're like, we just want to watch?
They would sit there or cry.
Oh, God.
Whine.
Okay, I'm gonna earmark that to come back to it, because we made this promise too, and that's that we're gonna present to you at or around 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. And we'll be doing it live on video, as always, too. Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Rise Guys, and all new Facebook fussing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me.
You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Thank you. Let me say first, I think we're doing the order wrong when we've been doing this. We always do the whole intro and then we tell people we're live on the video stream. So I think we started by saying the live video stream is up right now. Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter at The Rise Guys, Instagram at The Rise Guys, YouTube, guess what, Paige?
At The Rise Guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah, it's up.
Dinger on that. Or don't, you hate it.
Now we can see if we have the echo issue.
We can see if we have the echo issue. Folks will be able to chime in and let us know there in the chat. Just let us know. Please and thank you. And while we do that, I'm holding now it's a 5-pack. Somebody took one of a 6-pack of Rise Guys P1 Lager, our new beer. And
yes, it's legit gone, too.
There's one gone. Look at that. I know. This was going to be used as a prop, not to actually be drunk.
It's not even in here anywhere.
Drinking. Drunken. Drinked.
Oh, anyway. They picked up. They took a burp break.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a 6-pack. You can tell. There's one missing, right?
I can tell. Definitely tell. Yep. No echo.
Yeah, it's gone.
Thanks, Teresa. Okay.
All right.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What you're about to hear is real. See, I did it wrong. I mean, there's got to be a... Help me get back into it.
I thought that was right. That was good.
Yeah, but normally we don't say that we're live on video until after the fact.
Well, you might have to say it again, just so you can get back in the routine.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Maybe the one who took one of the beers.
Who was it?
Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@aol.com. As always, I'll remind you, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. And see, normally I would say we're live, but I've already said that. So either way,
we still are too. We still live, baby. No echo. Love it. Missing a beer.
Where's it at?
Mystery.
Hey, I'd like a 5-pack, please.
Who said that?
No one ever.
I'll pay you with a $3 bill.
Paige is getting into character.
I just, was in my voice for a second. That's not good.
Amanda Bishop chiming in on that last segment. My dog runs to the closet when we do it.
Oh, man.
You must have fun.
You stop doing it in the closet.
He's pulling one of the slats down, looking out.
He's trapped.
What's up, slats? All right. Here we go.
Ooh, Jimmy Johnson's in the chat.
I've just seen that, but I don't think it's thee, although no photo.
Hey.
Okay. Everyone has their scripts, I suppose, and all that stuff. Yes, you do. Here we go. Scene 1. Playing the role of Curtis will be freaking Mattman. Playing the role of Mathis will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Magnavox will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Carla will be Paige. And action. Attention, do not buy kids clothes or anything else from Mathis Blanks. These clothes missing out of the bag that we paid $120 for USD, and a lot of them were stained. Had lint balls all over them. Then, guess what? She refuses to make it right. On top of that, y'all, she's my damn cousin, LOL.
Well, that's why I buy stuff on sale at stores, because that way, at least I know what I'm buying. People these days are just out for money and have no problem selling bad stuff to people.
Wow, man. That's messed up right there, I tell you.
Wow. Curtis, you upset much?
No. Why? Why you ask that? You're supposed to say with all caps. Paige.
Wow, Curtis, you upset much with all caps, LOL.
No, I'm fine, but my capital locks button stuck and can't unstick it, so I'm looked mad on the internet all the time. Ha!
Well, guess what? There's always two sides to every story. Yes, I refuse to give you the money back because of the way you came at me about it. Also, I know what I sold you. And I know that it was all in the bag. And if you aren't happy because of a few stains, then check the pictures, bitch. Because I specifically said that some of the clothes have spit up stains that I couldn't get off all the way.
Well, guess what? The clothes are crap. already knew about the stained clothes. That you pointed out, but most of the other, I don't know, 89 pieces of clothes in the bag are either stained all to hell or lint-balled all to hell for some reason from being worn and probably washed too damn much. I want my damn money back.
It's nowhere near that bad like you made it sound. You just want the clothes and the money. No, bitch.
You won't give it back because you probably went to blanks to spend it all anyway. I'd be ashamed of my damn self to sell clothes like that if I was you. Not a single piece in the bag even had worth me taking a blank on, if you ask me. Oh, I get it now.
Well, if I knew you were this much drama, then I wouldn't have sold it to you in the first place. I know what condition those clothes were in. Sorry, you have unrealistic expectations of used clothes on Facebook, though.
I thought you being my cousin, you wouldn't blank me off like you did. Guess I was wrong. I called you out because I don't want nobody else on here getting blanked over like I did.
I'm done with this. I'm not arguing. Next time, pay attention and don't act like we are close. We second cousins anyway. Hey, you can soak those clothes in some OxyClean, and those stains will come right out. Worked for me before. Wasn't no spit-up stain, though. Ew, gross. I'm going to vomit. I mean, look. Stains are stains, man, all the same. Try. It will have them looking good as new. Worked for my BVDs, at least.
Insane.
Oh, my God. Oh God. Magnavox.
Magnavox sounded like Fat Albert.
That hurts the throat. I don't know if you can call him Fat Albert now.
I was ready for the heavy, what was it? What was it? That Fluffy.
Fluffy Albert.
Fluffy's okay. Fluffy Albert. excuse me, damn it.
Blender.
When Fatboy had to double up, obviously, and I knew, if you go back on the video, you'll see me at a certain point, like, get ready to laugh, because I know that he's going to do these very different characters in succession. He's real good at that. Or you are. You did good at that, I should say.
This one's going to be rough.
Just wait. Okay, can I ask a question before we go into script number two?
Yes.
For mine, and I thought about asking you this off the air, but I think on the air will be funnier.
Yeah.
I am famous car salesman Honky Mac.
Yep.
And in parentheses, Governor Hanky Mack's cousin.
He's his cousin. How would his cousin sound?
Okay.
You can tell they're related.
All right.
That's the only hint I'll give you.
Silly.
Okay. Scene two. We're live on all the social medias. You can text social to 72341. We'll link you to all of them. Scene two. Playing the role of Throbbert will be Paige. Playing the role of Moggle will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of famous car salesman Honky Mac, Governor Hanky Mac's cousin, will be freaking Matt Man. And playing the role of Harry Debbie. Look at old Blondie reference. Will be Fat Boy. And action.
I gotta be honest. I wish I was back to work. Going out of town was a bad idea. And I definitely won't book a damn log cabin again or take my damn sister to it.
Well, I saw the pics and I thought you guys had fun. Sure didn't look like fun.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The first couple of days weren't bad, but that was probably long enough. After that, blank just went sideways.
Well, with a game room, a pool, and a hot tub, I know you guys didn't get bored. What happened?
Damn Debbie. Being her normal alcoholic blank whole self, that's what happened. Whoa! You want to walk that back a turd, Tad? No, not damn really. I thought we would have a couple days up in the G-Berg and have a great time. Go out and see the town. But oh no, you done damn boss hogged your way through town like a bat out of hell from the get-go. Well, guess what, dumb F? That's what you do on vacation. Enjoy yourself and relax. You know I invited you on this trip because I thought this would be good for you and Nick. I said bring the kid. It'll be good for the both of you. But I won't make that mistake again. Nicky acted better than you did, and he's 10.
10.
Don't you tell me how to raise my kid. I will not sit by and let you accuse me of not raising my child. Do you know how to read, dummy? I said he acted better than you. You need your ass kicked. I've never been more embarrassed for somebody in my life.
This is getting out of hand, guys. What exactly happened?
Well, first off,
There was a karaoke machine at the cabin, so we did a few songs while we were drinking. Everybody was cool. But that's when old Alky over here started getting revved up.
What happened after that?
Well, we walk around town because when you go to Gatlinburg, you at least got to spend a couple hours walking. Well, before we left, this alcoholic had more tequila shots than I could count. And then proceeded to be a dick to everybody we passed when we were downtown.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Well, hell damn no, it ain't good, and I'm telling you. She ain't singing karaoke again either. She was screaming that damn light song at the top of her lungs. And then she kept hitting me. Every time somebody walked by, she'd be yelling, I'm blinded by the lights. Told her there ain't a theater in this town named after her so she could stop singing. And I hate that damn song now. But for your information, I did that once in front of the damn guy who draws people. You sit there, pay him money, and he don't even draw anybody that looks like me. You dumbass dummy. It ain't supposed to look like you. It's an exaggeration. That's the joke. That's the point of it. But I told you you wouldn't like it, and you wasted your damn money anyway.
Well, what'd she think? It's gonna be an artistic depiction, LOL.
Well, she threw a damn fit. Cussed the guy and ran off without paying him. So guess who had to pay that $25? Me. I paid the dude for a drawing that ain't even me. I paid him and told him to trash it because I don't even want it. Yeah, big whoop. One damn thing, so sue me. Oh, you don't remember throwing up outside of the wood mall, do you? Because me and about 10 other people remember that. And I don't even want to say what else you were doing.
Well, you can't lob that out there and expect us not to ask, LOL.
Oh, you know that store in the wooden mall that sells Chinese stars and other karate relics? Well, when we walked past it, she acted like she was doing karate and karate kicking me. And she was making the noises you do when you tried to do karate.
Yeah, hi-ya?
Yeah, that.
Ooh.
Well, she wouldn't stop. It was over and over to the point where the people running the store thought she was making fun of karate, I guess. And that was before she puked near the door, though. To say we were asked to leave would be an understatement, my friend.
Well, man, that ain't that bad now, honestly, is it?
Thank you. My brother is such a dumb blank. You're right, I am. I'm a moron for bringing you out of town when I should have known that you drank more than a fish. And it's been that way for a good 5 years now. I don't know why I expected you to act decent in public instead of acting like a drunken mess. We ain't at the blank horse. We in Gatlinburg, dummy. Act right.
Well, thank God y'all made it back to the cabin.
Oh, that's not even the half of it. She slept on the blanking pool table one night. Didn't even put the balls back in the pocket. All the damn highballs were on the floor. And she puked in one of the counter pockets. So I hope to God I cleaned that out good enough for nobody to notice.
Well, let old Honky Mac tell you this. You gotta take it easy on him, man. Sounds like fun if you ask me, honestly.
Hell no, it ain't fun. You babysit an alcoholic and see how you feel.
Well, maybe you ain't the right man for the job, LOL.
Oh my God. Stop trying to bang my sister, Honky Mac. I work for you. You're making it weird. Why don't you STFU? He's just being nice.
Yeah, man, just relax. Chill.
This is why I didn't tell you where I was going, so you wouldn't beg to tag along and try to hit on my sister in front of me.
Well, buddy, I'll tell you this. If I went on this trip, she'd have more than she'd know what to do with. And I believe you me, wink emoji, banana emoji.
Gross. I already know how she sounds puking. That can't be much different. Besides, unless you got two livers, you ain't gonna be able to keep up with her.
End scene.
Oh my God.
That was a whole vacation recap.
That was, you, at one point, I took a phone call.
It felt like I was talking to myself. I didn't space that one out right.
Paige went number two during the first one. Nobody even realized. It was like Fat Boy having a nervous breakdown.
God.
Oh, boy.
That was rough.
You know what's crazy about that is, and, you know, a lot of people maybe not have experienced Gatlinburg, but I'm experiencing that and reading it and hearing it and all this stuff, I'm like, I know exactly where that is. I know exactly where that is.
Yep.
The Karate Relic Store. I know exactly where that is.
Right in the Wood Mall.
Yeah.
Right on the strip.
Right there by the place the where you can mall. Watch them make saltwater taffy.
Yep.
Like, where's the saltwater coming from, guys?
You in the mountains.
It doesn't sound good.
It should be spring saltwater taffy. Like freshwater, Bowling Springs taffy. Oh, well, hot taffy. Ew. And I'll tell you this. What you just heard was real. Those were real
Facebook arguments, many of them screenshot by you or some of your friends. Anonymously, of course, sent in to theriseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And two big announcements came out Wednesday. Not only is Tom Brady retiring for football, but Ozzy Osbourne is retired from touring.
No, Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of hard for fans to hear that. But it's understandable.
Probably fans that had never seen him before probably were like, ah, darn it. This was going to be the year I went and see him. But is somebody who's seen him a bunch of times, like the last couple times?
I think everybody's understanding of why he needs to.
Well, for sure. But I'm saying just like...
When did you see him? Like years?
Ozfest.
All Ozfest. Okay. And then Black Sabbath at the... Is that still the auditorium then? Or no, is that the Well? I'm not sure. But, you know, anytime...
I think the auditorium.
Ozfest was just always... summertime, and he's out there in all black leather and he's hot, and then he just goes and gets buckets of water and just constantly pouring them all over himself. Like, he may have invented the ice bucket challenge just because he was about to die from heat
burning up.
And it was, you know, I can see a concert, I won't. And obviously his health is deteriorating, and you're not going to get that same experience, and I'd just rather not see it leaving there feeling sorry for the performer. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to go see, although I heard that Alan Jackson was totally fine.
Yeah, see, that's the weird thing about that.
I know.
He's going to add more shows.
I know. So I want to see him again. But, like, I couldn't go watch Randy Travis.
No.
You know, yeah. I just, God bless him. But I couldn't, I want to be happy.
So the announcement.
Go see Bobby McFerrin, people like that.
was made on his social media, and he canceled his upcoming UK tour with Judas Priest and retired from touring altogether. And it's due to his spinal injury. He was in an accident 4 years ago where I guess he was on
ATV or something.
Yeah,
right?
And he hurt himself severely, and he recently had surgery this past year, and because he wasn't able to get around, he wasn't able to walk, and he released a statement saying, quote, "This is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to share with my loyal fans. My singing voice is fine, however."
Do it like Ozzy Page.
"After three operations, stem cell treatments, endless physical therapy sessions, it's just, I understand. It's not healing the way he thought it was going to heal, and yeah. God bless him with going through that much pain." And most
plus Ozzy or Sharon, she's making all that, like she's, correct me if I'm speaking out of my ass. We're not on the radio right now, and we're just at a restaurant talking, so it's not really like on the.
We're hanging out.
Is she? Didn't she like go like the Republican route, kind of, and like get her own like? Isn't she on?
I don't know. I thought she was
Fox.
No.
Why
do you think she's doing anything? I thought she's in the UK, and they're doing. She's got something going on, and they have.
That's right. They moved.
Osbourne's show, yeah. Kind of like the other thing, but
they moved. They left the States.
But I think on the BBC or something like that.
I thought she was like. That's why she left the View or whatever. God, I don't know. Again, I got to start paying attention more when Mom tells me these things.
You know, you mentioned Randy Travis. They're doing a music tour. His music's going to tour, so various artists will just sing his songs in concert. So you go see his music.
And something else besides going through therapy and stem cell treatments and the surgery with the physical problems that he had with his spine, he also was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. His is called Parkin, and he has a neurologist working with him. So he has numerous health issues. And he said there's no way you can keep him off the stage, but touring is a whole different type of animal. It's so demanding, going flying or traveling and in any way that you can think of doing it and performing every night. But he still sings. He's up for 4 Grammys. I think the Grammys are going to be very touching after losing Jeff Beck, who is on the album. So
will you watch them though?
I will.
Oh,
I'll watch it because you know
you have basic cable, don't you?
I'll find a way. I have friends. I'll go to your house.
Oh, well, you said friends.
Oh, that's true. I'll go to a friend's house who will invite me over and let me watch Ozzy.
Yeah, the benefits, we'll make it happen.
So you know, he's probably doing the best thing for him.
Are we still on camera? Oh, that okay.
Not yet, I'm
wow. I was sitting here saying, like, I'm sitting here, like, not realize I was all slumped over and I saw the camera was on.
Yeah.
So. Making hand gestures, fat boy couldn't see.
I'm sure you'll see the Prince of Darkness in videos and recording.
Yeah. Plus, we can watch it. Doesn't he have, some kind of paranormal show with Jack?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can see him there.
Jacko.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. You sound like. You sound like what the live papers used to call Michael Jackson back in the day. Jacko.
Jacko on his backer.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to, we're going to do open phones, 1-800-774-0093. So this is for the dude down in, listen. What are y'all screaming out there? We're doing a radio show. The guy that you called earlier wanted to come on and ask our opinion on something. This is the time we told you about. You can call back, sir, and your calls, 1-800-774-0093, plus a major in-studio guest announcement that many of you are going to love.
Oh, boy.
You're going to love it, baby. Woo! Morning, everybody.
You and me and everyone else who knows what's good for them is listening to the audio magnificence of
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we are loving every second of it.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.